You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena whānau, you're on BFM. This is Japes with Process. We're chatting about the new single Lighter Thief with Japes on the other side of this. If you want to get in touch, you can send us a text on 5395. You're on BFM Breakfast.
To focus, I hope you
That's Japes with Process. We've got Japes, aka Mia, on the line right now. Morena, how are you today?
Yeah, very good. It's about 7 a.m. here, so I'm a little bit sleepy. I've just woken up. But
thank you.
Very good. How are you this morning?
Good. You're in Melbourne at the moment, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
I just moved here.
Is it absolutely freezing? That's what all my friends in Melbourne have been saying.
Yeah, it's crazy. I really thought Australia was going to be nice and Barbie and warm, but that's definitely not the case.
Especially when you've gone from Wellington as well. You're like, I know crazy weather, but no, they really do that desert cold there. They really do.
Yeah.
Hey, it's awesome to chat with you, Mia, because you've got a new single out under the Japes project called Lighter Thief. Every track that we've heard from Japes has kind of built on this very spooky landscape that you've been creating through the project. What does Lighter Thief kind of represent for you in the space of Japes as a musical entity?
So Lighter Thief is sort of finished an EP, which is coming out in about a month. And Lighter Thief was sort of the last song that I finished on it. And it was like, so on this EP, I've been working with Bevan Smith. He's co-produced it. And so with Lighter Thief, we were sort of like trying to figure out like a different way of working. And so he'd sent me a bunch of drum samples that he'd programmed. And so I just started sort of like writing over the top of a beat for that. And the sort of themes of the song are like about like self-reflection, about sort of like forgiving yourself for part of the things in the past. So like the song is about like a terrible thing that happened and me sort of like looking back on it and being like, man, that was really shit. That was really bad.
It's all right. We're after nine. You're all good.
That was really terrible, but I can't like hold myself against that for the rest of my life. I have to move on from it. So it's sort of like me trying to move on from this situation. And I guess in the scope of like the rest of the songs, it's sort of like it's the ending and it's the bit that's like, cool, I've had my little thing about that whole thing and that whole time in my life, and now I'm going to leave that. Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like that's a really, it's really interesting that you can kind of feel that in the track as well, because there is quite a, it does have quite a strong sense of like grounding or landing or something to it as a track. And it feels like this whole project, the way you've been building it has been like a really exploratory process for yourself. I know it sort of started maybe in a different place than it ended for you. How do you sort of view Japes now that you've got something that's nearly ready to, you know, give to other people to listen to, a full EP? How do you kind of view Japes as a project for yourself, as an extension of your own music making?
Yeah, well, it's been so cool working on this EP, because it was over such a long period of time as well. It's been about 3 years. And in that time, I guess, just like gained a lot of confidence. Because I was working with Bevan, it was like cool to work with somebody that was like really experienced, and I just learned heaps from that and just gained a lot of confidence, like playing gigs and stuff. And now I sort of feel like Japes can just kind of be whatever I want it to be, because I've got quite a bit of music that's not really quite a music, it's just like two EPs that are quite different. I'm just excited to like build on that and keep doing stuff in the future and not necessarily be tied to any specific kind of music or music making.
It feels like,
Yeah, totally.
It feels like quite an open-ended proposition you've sort of set yourself with this as a new kind of space to step into. When you're starting a new project, it often does take a wee while to kind of understand the direction you're heading with it in. Have you found that sort of since, I guess, completing this first part of Japes, you kind of know what you're wanting to move into next, or do you need a pause? What's that kind of like bigger musical process look like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely been a process of sort of finishing this, which again took a very long time, and was very like, I was trying like quite a few different ways of working and had quite a few breaks from working as well, just because of like not necessarily having creative energy and that kind of thing. And now that it's finished, I'm like, and it's like out in the world, I'm just like really excited to move forward and keep making music, and like gonna hopefully play gigs over here and stuff, and just very excited for the future and feeling very inspired by also just all the other music that's coming out at the moment in Aotearoa and beyond.
It feels like it does feel like a really exciting time. And landing somewhere new, you know, being freshly in Melbourne opens up a whole lot of possibilities as well. What are you kind of looking forward to, I guess, burying into while you're over in Australia?
Just really looking forward to exploring the music scene over here and like the different, just the different aspects of music. I've been to a few gigs already. They're very big on punk here, which is cool. And it's cool just to see how like it's got like a little bit of a different flavor. It's a bit more like angry and speaky and a bit less like satire than a lot of like punk in New Zealand, I guess. I don't know. I'm just excited to see what it's all about.
Totally. Yeah. I'm excited to hear the Japes punk album then. That'll be a strong next project.
I mean, it's really hard to just not want to join in with like screaming through a bunch of delay when you're watching it.
I mean, there's expensive therapy and then there's also yelling at stuff and that, you know, there's a healthy way to do that. This is a really fantastic single. We're going to hit it now. This is Lighter Thief by Japes. When can people expect the EP?
So it's coming out on August the 1st via Sun Return. Shout out to Sun Return and Zach. It's been so cool working with them, and it's very cool playing on the platform.
Fantastic.
And it'll be out on all of the little Spotify's and the Bandcamps and all that.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that a lot. Mia, thank you so much for getting up so early and chatting with us, and congrats on another great single. We'll look forward to hearing the rest of the EP very soon. See you later.
Ooh, thanks so much for having me.
There's a thing called December. It's far enough in the future that logically I could laugh it off instead. There were nights they were bad. I'd been warned but didn't listen. Swept away by nothing that I had. I'll never get back the time, and I'll always feel this way when you cross my mind. I'm stuck with this until I lose my memory. It's a ruse to assure there's a method to the madness. No one deserves anything they've been landed with. High above in a tower, you can point out all your faults, but it's just atoms the way. And I know there's more shit to come, but it won't be that way again. It's done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.